But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Let me get you some help, Truman. You're not well.
Why do you want to have a baby with me? You can't stand me.
That's not true. Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mococo drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
What the hell does this have to do with anything that's happening?
Well, you're having a nervous breakdown. That's what's happening.
You're part of this, aren't you? Oh, many choices!
No! Do something!
What? What'd you say? Who are you talking to?
Nothing, I didn't say anything. It's unprofessional!
Tavistock Institute formed in 1947. The Tavistock Institute is an independent not-for-profit organization which seeks to combine research in the social sciences with professional practice. The ideology of American foundations was created by the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations in London. Its purpose was to establish the breaking point of men under stress, under the direction of the British Army Bureau of Psychological Warfare. The personnel of the corporations are required to undergo indoctrination at one or more of these Tavistock-controlled institutions. Tavistock Institute experiments in crowd control methods have been widely used on the American public, a surreptitious but nevertheless outrageous assault on human freedom, by modifying individual behavior through topical psychology. Like a cat toying with a mouse, the elite teases us with fleeting glimpses of our true predicament. One such peek was the 1998 movie The Truman Show, directed by Peter Weir.
What if you were watched every moment of your life?
How many cameras you got there in that town?
Brilliant.
What if everyone you knew was pretending?
Hi, honey.
What if your world was make-believe?
Cue the sun.
While the world he inhabits is counterfeit.
I'm allowed to talk to you.
That's how I look.
What if you didn't know it? Until now.
I think I'm mixed up in something. Some big.
We accept the reality with which we're presented.
Everybody's pretending, Truman. Get out of here. Come and find me.
Truman?
Truman!
Truman!
I like you, Ben. I was wondering that myself.
Jim Carrey. The Truman Show. Watch what happens.
Truman Burbank, played by Jim Carrey, is unaware his life is a live reality TV show. Everyone, including his wife, is an actor, and everything that happens is staged. In other words, his life is a fraud. Truman Burbank's predicament describes our own.
Well, from red light cameras to cell phones, there are eyes everywhere.
It can help police solve crimes, but it gives some an uneasy feeling.
But some say it feels too much like Big Brother, watching their every move.
I don't like the idea of just being walking down the street and having somebody watching. It's a creepy feeling. At any time, you know, somebody could be taking your picture or videoing you.
But what this means is I could be sitting here watching TV from my bedroom, and you could be anywhere in the world looking at this image of me watching.
Yep.
Do something!
What'd you say? Who are you talking to?
Nothing, I didn't say anything.
According to John Coleman, the elite has been writing and directing the script for almost 100 years at the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, based in London. John Coleman is a former British intelligence officer who exposed the group that dominates the world. But I believe there is no such thing as whistleblowers. Those whistleblowers are allowed to disclose information to the public. It's interesting to know that the man exposing Tavistock, the government, and its tactics have his book listed on the CIA's website. Therefore, this is the information they want us to know. This alone should let us know John Coleman will mislead us on certain things. He's sent by Tavistock and the CIA. I call it controlled truth. But it's a starting point. Later, the major film companies will create documentaries about stories such as this, revealing little truth, but leaving more deception, keeping the public tangled in the web.
Despite the severe questioning, Army intelligence was getting nowhere with Thornwell. And it was decided to slip him LSD.
The pain was so excruciating, felt like somebody was sticking me with a million pins. You know, just everywhere. Oh, it just... Ow.
According to an Army document, Thornwell was told that if he didn't cooperate, the intelligence team would extend his psychotic state indefinitely.
We will make it permanent if you don't tell us where the documents are. You don't want to be like this for the rest of your life, do you, James?
This is how they keep the public trust, acting as if they're doing honest investigative journalism.
This is an attempt to pull most of it together. We know we don't have the full story. We do, however, have some striking new revelations and insights.
No, they're controlling both sides. Funded by the royal family, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds, Tavistock pioneered the techniques of propaganda used to justify war. Coleman's main point is that we can't trust anything the mass media or government tells us, especially not the news. Society is rotten with institutions and organizations directed by Tavistock to deceive and distort. They are called elite institutions because of whom they serve. The conspiracy reaches right down to the local level. Tavistock has an invisible army of actors found today in the halls of justice, police, churches, school boards, sports bodies, newspapers, TV, town councils, state legislatures, and our legions in Washington. They run for every office. Virtually every important corporation, university, think tank or foundation is linked to Tavistock. It chooses the entertainers we watch, the pundits we listen to, the politicians we elect. Every US president has been under its control. Tavistock is behind every spontaneous social movement of the last century, including feminism, sexual liberation, the peace movement, the New Age movement, environmentalism, homosexuality, and abortion. The moral, spiritual, racial, economic, cultural, and intellectual bankruptcy we are in the midst of today is not some social phenomenon that just happened. Rather, it is the product of a carefully planned Tavistock program. Of course, so-called rap music is another Tavistock program. As crazy as the words are, one can hardly call them lyrics. These words have been crafted or given the green light by the technician in mind control and behavior modification, so that they would fit in and become an integral part of Tavistock's gang wars program for America's major cities. But of course, they put the truth into comedy. There are a multitude of television shows, new and old, that's designed to make us laugh at the conscious black man. By the time kids today reach first grade, they are already being programmed to see the truth as a joke.
Because a mind is a terrible thing to develop without help.
Hey!
Yes?
I have...
He's watching me.
Atlantic Records Group is an umbrella label owned by Warner Music Group that oversees several labels assigned to its Atlantic Records unit. So Time Warner is dominating the airways with their destructive artists. Remember, EMI is just a front for military intelligence. Now I understand how the artists of the labels are able to display a wide range of in their videos. but on the other hand, the local rappers in your neighborhood that emulate those artists are trying not to get caught.
It's where police say five men were arrested on weapons charges. Investigators say officers were alerted about a live video feed on social media showing several people flashing and rifles during a rap music video shoot. Five loaded and an assault rifle were confiscated from the scene, according to JSO. News for Jax crime and safety expert Ken Jefferson says posting the video on social media helps police.
Remember, they're created to make you follow them. You go to prison, they get rewarded. They manufacture a celebrity who would be a family member of someone already connected to the military or a family member of someone connected to the industry. They make these created players start trends for us to follow. They allow these industry plants to make music that influences criminal behavior. Simply because Time Warner has poured money into private prisons. So Time Warner market and promote this destructive music to manipulate the public into living out the lyrics that will place them into the system they have invested in.
Ken Jefferson says posting the video on social media helps police.
You thought you had free will, but they will continue to reinvent ways to cash in on captive human beings. Artie Kornfeld, the director of Capitol Records, which was owned by EMI. EMI, once led by aristocrat Sir Joseph Lockwood, stands for Electrical Music Industries, and unknown to most, is one of Britain's largest producers of military electronics and a key member of Britain's military intelligence establishment as a military contractor to the British War Office. Of course, EMI is owed by Time Warner. Furthermore, their silent partner is another major record label, RCA, currently owned by Sony Music. RCA was also active in the military, space electronics, and satellite communications. It is a classic example of the speech they wrote for President Dwight Eisenhower, indicating military-industrial complex.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
We must remember that the entertainment industry is tied in with the military. Just think of the rapper Young Dolph. His entire image is based off of the military. The people who own the media are the same people who own private prisons. Why not send you to prison if it could get them richer? We are victims of elite mind control. We have been trained to be apathetic, trivia-minded, and self-absorbed. Women were brainwashed to abandon the female role and compete for the male role. Tavistock Institute has developed such power in the USA that no one achieves prominence in any field unless he has been trained in behavioral science at Tavistock or one of its subsidiaries. You can't help but wonder where the Jesse Jacksons are. The Al Sharptons. Why aren't black so-called leaders and representatives in high places not speaking out more against anything but scripted shit and not what can only be described as a clear exploitation of the black community? The exploitation that allows a song such as WAP to be made. They're all on payroll. Our so-called leaders work for an occult cabal of super-rich criminals. They see us as animals to be trained, the chaos is controlled. Wars are all orchestrated, and your favorite rap artists are created to lead us in their desired direction. We are constantly studied to see how we will react under stress. As in any colonial situation, our political and cultural elites are chosen by their willingness to collaborate with the occupying power. Most people will do whatever it takes to be successful. Many think they are free citizens creating a better world. The public is constantly under psychological attack. turn on the news and we see crocodile tears.
The room, there's a dead body there.
Sometimes I think people just forget we're human too. We're human just like everybody else. We have emotions. Thinking that affects you would affect me. I mean,
just simple words there, reacting it. You're quite emotional about that.
Well, it's just, it's been such a tough year for so many people, and there's William Shakespeare putting it so simply for everybody that, you know, we...
I decided to take the action in a way. That was really hard. That was hard. And then we had to decide to take the action in a way.
Can we all get along? Can we get along? Can we stop making it horrible for the older people and the kids? And I mean, we've got enough smog here in Los Angeles, let alone to deal with the setting these fires and things. It's just not right. It's not right.
It's watching day.